Amagwini ithokozani emakhosini. Igama lam nguzipho wakwaKudolamo elokugula nguMayihlome. Xa uthanda ungandibiza ngoGumayihlome okanye ngoGonyazi lweZulu. Bendizothanda uthatha eli thuba ndicamagushe kuzo zonke izihlweli ezindiphetheyo eziphakathi komzimba wam endilibeleyo okanye endingazibizanga ngoku zingaqumbi iziqalekisi. Ndiqale ngocamagusha emabheleni, emkolanga odlambulo oqunta ovaphi onondanda kuphakanyiswa, ndiyacamagusha. Ndicamagushe emazizini olamyeni omtatela ongxibinoboya. Ndicamagushe kombathane oxesibe, ndingawalibelanga mampinga owawa obholokoqoshe. Camagushe kwisihlwele sandiphehlelelayo sandibekibhekile entloko, nditsho kuthiyani uzengele unonkosi xa ndisitsho ndicamagushe. Camagushe ke kwisihlwele sotholo ondlangisa, ndicamagushe kootida ongcwangule. Camagushe kwisihlwele sandifundisa uphakama isidlozi, njalo ndithokozise kubaba wam uMamntambo kaNhlangothe, ngithi thokoza gogo. Ndithokozise kugogomkhulu wami uMapitsi kaMahoto, ndithi bayethe makhosi amakhulu, makhosi ezizwe. Ndiyacamagusha.
Thokozani and welcome to episode 15 of Gogo Have I Been Scammed, brought to you by Times Live. On this platform, we discuss, share wisdom, and raise awareness on all things traditional African spirituality and indigenous knowledges, including but not limited to scams. My name is Gogo Zipho Dolamo, and I am your host. We are within the month of freedom, and I cannot believe that we are nearing the end of April. Happy Freedom Month, and we hope you exercise your rights and freedoms responsibly. I speak specifically to healers and faith healers, prayer warriors, etc. I urge you to treat patients and clients with empathy, fairness, and do no harm. Please remember, we do no harm. Siyanyanga, siyaphilisa. We are not here to destruct people's lives. I do often think about the ways that healers do harm and whether prophets, izangoma, and traditional healers, how that impacts the lives of people and how that impacts their practice as well. Sometimes as healers, we're blessed with understanding the magnitude of our role. We understand ukuthi sizophilisa, sizonceda abantu. But sometimes we are here to enrich ourselves if we are really being honest. Sometimes we have healers who are blessed to open up their homes and their compounds for healing. So this is a thing that has been happening historically. It's as old as time within the African culture, in the sense yokuthi, when we can't find answers from a Western medical perspective, we tend to look within our people. We tend to look within what sort of avenues we have as well. Take, for example, COVID, right? With COVID, we didn't know what to do. People were dying, people were getting sick. A lot was happening, but at the end of the day, kwakubiliswa emihlonyane nempepho kufuthwa, you know, which is evidence yokuthi once we don't know as Africans, we tend to revert to the things that we know. Ideally, these faith compounds and these spaces were like that, ukuthi once umuntu agule beyond the scope of Western medicine, we turn to what we understand and indigenous knowledges. There are healers who are notorious. Umzekelo, mina ngikwase Eastern Cape, I come from Mthatha. In the late 90s, kwakumama kwakuthiwa nguMangconde. I think she's still around today. She's a well-known faith healer. uMangconde akekho umuntu owayengamhambi uMangconde from the 90s, from pilgrimages to imithandazo to one-on-one consultation. So she was a very pivotal member of the faith community. Thousands of people went to uMangconde. She was even dubbed the healer of the nation in an article or in a headline on the Daily Dispatch. So that's how notorious she is as a healer and as a businesswoman. Ukhula kwami ke uMangconde was one of those people you would go to by referral, right? Like many healers, you would hear someone that yo ndombi ndincedakele nguMangconde bendinengxaki ethi mhlawumbi ndafumana ibhafu, ndafumana amanzi or ndafumana umthandazo or whatever that was there. But she was well known, and so the idea yokuthi religious compounds and faith healers are a thing of now and a thing to scam people and a thing that only bring hurt to the African community is untrue. Namhlanje, we will be speaking to someone who has had a really negative experience, and negative being an understatement. Her experience with faith healers and faith homes unfortunately left her widowed. Please join me in welcoming Mrs. Ngubane, Mrs. Sikelelwa Ngubane, or Siki for short, a reality TV star and the widow of the late legendary Menzi Ngubane. Many of us fondly know him from television, Sikhuliswe Nguye, really, Sikhule Sibukela Yena, throughout his stints on Generations and before that. So, Mrs. Ngubane, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you, sister, for having me. I appreciate it.
To have been married to such a legend, hey, wow. Oh. Wow. Mm. Wow, wow, wow. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you met your husband? Tell us about you guys, your love story. Mm-hmm. I know on the show, Umbiza Dali. Tell us about Utali. Utali.
Utali. Originally, I'm from the Eastern Cape, Mdantsane. Mm-hmm. My parents moved here due to umsebenzi in the late 80s. So I practically grew up Johannesburg. And I started my internship at some broadcaster. So when I got a job there as a receptionist, I think Utali had just started Generations by then. Vele ke besendimazi koce JMP komazwi and. So ironically, when I watched him on Iyizo Yizo, I had said, I think I was 16 by then, he was a teacher kubeka, if my memory serves me correct, because ngokundine a widow brain. So I had said, I was with my friends, Nati Lo is about Mienam at the age of 16, you know, and iminyaka yahamba, the universe agreed, and Natibana naye he was smitten. I was 23. Yeah, I was 23 when I first met him in late 90s, if I'm not mistaken, yes, at the SABC. We dated for a couple of years. I think it was 2 years. And then we broke up. He got married to someone else. And, you know, 7 years passed. And then he came back.
And then?
To Makoya.
To the rightful owner.
Yes.
To Umnikazi, the original.
Yes.
And can you describe your life with him, your love, your relationship? Nani njani as a couple?
Oh, yes, I think into esa nikubekisa kunangoku. Because, you know, as a person, you pray for such and such a partner, right? And impilo ke, it brings in izinto zayo. When he left, I had already had a daughter before we met, Usia Sanga. So they were very close. Usia Sanga didn't understand Mekanga Samboni. And my ex, which is the father of my second born, we broke up and Utali came back. Uzianda, I think she was 3, if I'm not mistaken. So Eben Tanda man. Yo, yes, Tanda Zalum Dok Tandayo. Who worships the ground you walk on, ongafuna ukubona uhlukumezeka, ongafuna ukubona usebe. You know, he would rather fight the battles zam ngokwakhe. He loved me so much. And I think that's why I'm still, if I can be blunt, angry at God. Because the question kum is, why would you bring him back, knowing very well in a short space of time, you know, why would you make me relax? Because I had prayed to go to whoever you bring now after Utatagazi and I broke up. Defile, you know, protected. Mm-hmm. Yes, I can work, but can I get someone who's going to take care of everything? Flower, you know, he brought exactly that. So now, knowing very well that this is not going to last, why did he bring him back?
Why?
You know? So, yes. Oh, untandilela puti. I don't want to lie. I don't want to lie.
And I think we can pick it up in the way that you speak about him as well, right? That like, ungumdu, who was just your protector. And
yes,
ungumdu, even if the interaction was hurtful at some point, but zange ithinte uthando, azange yenze uba nithandane less or anything like that. In fact, it seems like you guys just came back stronger and better.
Exactly.
Knowing each other more, loving each other more, and being more accepting of one another.
Exactly.
And I think that's a beautiful thing to see. Okay? I don't know okay, if abanye abantu bayayibona lonto leyo, but when you speak about him on the show, it's like amehlo akho like you know, it's like a bright light in your eyes.
Xa kuthiwa umntu lubambo lwakho. My husband was that for me. I always say, I know I want to say because now it's 2024. My husband passed in 2021. And I'm like, utale magandi penjimali. You know, so that this is a soft life. You know, I don't need a man. Because I get kumdo zan patan jengai and anfunbe. Icho mzamu zasho zite umcholo sana ipandemic. Asazo zautini. So I am, you know, I'm...
And I mean, I guess the next person would have some really big shoes to fill up akowe.
Sisi?
If ever angalbana yu capacity.
Exactly. Exactly.
You talk about being angry at God, ne? What was your relationship as a couple with spirituality, with faith?
Not that.
Were you a believer? Wasn't he a believer? Because for example, mna ekaya, my mother would be the believer, right? Mm-hmm. My dad is sort of the person who's sort of there, you know, skating on imitandas or yetu.
Yeah.
Wouldn't really go to church with us very often, but here and there.
Utali ukulele ekhayeni, that was very, very spiritual. Bebe amba ikawa, like, into the sin to benga zenzi, bona beambi ikawa. So, ekhuleni kwakhe yena he decided to say, you know what, as much as ngikhuliswe ekhayeni lambicawa, but isinto sam, I need to embrace it. You know, I need to know ukuthi esisibongo sakwangubane, ihistory yayo ithini. So that's why again, like, at the end of the day, as much as ekhulele ekhayeni lambicawa, isinto was embraced naso. So xa sesidibana mna ke ekhaya ngikhuliswe with God first, abantu abadala, and then the rest will follow. So nam I was like, as much as uthi ukhuliswe ekhayeni eli ngabazalwane, mna ke siyayenza impepho ekhaya, siyayenza imisebenzi yokubonga. Wathi nam ndiyazenza ezo zinto, yes ekhaya ndikhule ngohlobo, but I believe in my ancestors. So be, you know, that's why ndisisho ndithi besimetsha mna naye like 100% kuyo yonke into. So he was my praying partner.
And was your partner apho xa kufuneka nenza amasiko? It's not into a tetisa kakhulu.
Akho shekele mva, yes. Yonke into be balanced.
That's wonderful. And I think one thing that a lot of people get on social media after the episode of you guys being in Lesotho were very sort of inquisitive about was usomash and what that means.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about what that means to you and I suppose the significance of it all, really.
As umakoti, okwangubane, I'm not just any umakoti. Ngene magcikeni ngesintu, ngathelwa inyongo, so yinto enkulu leyo. So xa ndimbonga umyenam unomahashu unomasekeseke, you know, so that statement usomahashu, as umakoti anakwazi ukhwela ihashu because sisiduko sakokwabo.
Sisiduko and it's a totem yekhaya.
So as umakoti anakwazi ukhwela ihashu ndabe ndibathuke ngeyona nhlamba, you know.
Fair. And I suppose imizi ngemizi ke have their own customs. I know ba, for example, emampondweni, umakoti no tatazala can't share a toilet. So the idea yoba umakoti uzo chopa apa chope konu tatazala. So there's that protocol and I think a lot of people didn't understand. And I think it's admirable really uti we observe it to the T because sometimes, I mean, it was a girl's trip, right?
Yeah.
And for you to observe it and to be very staunch in it, it tells us a lot and it tells us uti, yazi, sometimes ka into nyani, xa ungenile ngenyongo wathelwa inyongo emzini ingase ungazobserva izinto zalo mzi.
100%.
And I think that is very admirable. I mean, I speak not in experience ngabasemzini ever, but I think
no, inhlonipho into enkulu emzini sesiyinto enkulu kakhulu.
Okay. I want to go into a little bit of a painful part. That I would think is a painful part at least, and that is around ukugula katata. And the time of his death, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that.
Okay.
To your comfort, please.
Okay. Udali uqale ugula just when COVID started.
Mm-hmm.
It was in May. I remember very well. It was in May, beginning of May, he started complaining about a headache.
Mm.
And then watata ama painkillers, right? I think for a week.
Mm.
And I got worried because galoko udali ungumdwe nansika. He kidney transplant, right?
Okay.
So awunakwazi ukuthatha I painkillers for an extended period of time. Whatever on a pain, you have to go to the doctor after 7 days if I pay.
Mm.
So nge Mother's Day, I said to him, you know what, you've been taking I painkillers for a week now. I pay lentloko. Let's go to isibhedlele. Engafuni ke athi if ndiyayaphaphazana admitted it better that than uhlale apha the next thing lento lena ibe worse than it needs to be. Fine, we went. They did ama tests for us before we could enter the hospital because it was COVID at that time. But tata ke blood pressure, but it's very high. Bam admit. That was the beginning of the end for me and for him. He spent 2 months esibhedlele. Kwafanisuba uye waphathwa yi-pneumonia. During that be treating pneumonia, a kidney is fine, a kidney had no problem. I saw in my paper, you know, abantu bathi
kidney infection,
no,
or renal failure, actually.
Nothing.
Yes.
The kidney was 100%. Like, now I'm not understand, but how can it not be affected by such? Iswekile yakhe was high, pindi be low, but be treated low, pindi be high. It was just a mess. So during that process, Utali suffered a stroke. Oh, and when I found out that he suffered a stroke, because Ipswene be right, the whole of his left side was not working. So he spent 2 months as Belele. Every day, I would go and visit him. Beling ekela mahala during COVID, during the lockdown. And there was a sister, may her soul rest in peace, Sister Lorraine. She would beg a doctor to say, you know, to at least let the wife come in. So I would dance or whatever, but sanitize and all, and I would go into the room. We would speak. The first time when he came out of coma, because he was out of it for 2 days, he couldn't remember me. But funny enough, he remembered my mother.
Okay.
He would ask my mother, Maggie. He called my mother, Maggie. Maggie, ungoskazwa mukuphi? And I'll be like, ngimlo. Athi no, ngiyamazi ungoskazwa. I would take off my mask, darling, ndim, you know. But to cut a long story short, wahlala ke esibhedlele for 2 months after the stroke. Wabanga thungcono nyana ke bamkhupha. Ndoxa into abantu myena mawangena esibhedlele eCharlotte Maxeke yahamba ngenyawo, 10th of May. Wazophuma end of July. Amange
wheelchair.
Engakwazi ukwenza nothing for himself. Wafika endlini and we had to andibona ndingakanani. Amunyana mungakanani. I used to pick him up. Ndithi kuye awuzohamba nge-wheelchair endlini.
Kuzonyanzeleka kaloku
yes. Ndimfunqule ifufunu endlini yangasese, I would take him, I would bath him, you know, I would feed him. And then, you know, he started to get better, even though ke ebengakakwazi usebenzisa. You know, I would massage him. If family members zakhe would come and help, ezilapha eJohannesburg, esiva nayo nabo. Because kaloku ezomakoti wayesitshudala thanothana wonke umntu ayomali. You know, I did have a support from my family as well. My mom, my siblings, you know, even the kids would help. Akondo singayizamanga. And then in December 2021, he had to go home because I had to go back to the office.
Okay.
And there was no one who was supposed to stay with him.
Okay. So you were working from home at the time when you were able to be a caretaker and a caregiver.
Yes.
Okay.
So he went home in December just before Christmas. And the agreement was uzahamba for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because after 2 weeks, nzathatha leave. So I'll be home.
Okay.
So he can come back. Now, after Christmas, Utali tells me, you know, for the life of me, I still cannot remember ngubani owathi nguye ozisele cabe phaya endlini. And wathi kunomuntu ofikileyo apha onxelela ngecawa encedayo. Ndithi ke mna ke uyabathemba na? Athi ke na ke yes, because bathandazile dali and izinto abazithethayo and nalo mntu I'm still breaking my brain to say ngubani lo mntu owazisa, because that's one thing. That's why I think that's why ndingaxoli nangoku. I need to find out ngubani owazisa
ngubani kwathiwa umenzi utatumenzi uphakulamzi
ukokwabo.
Yes.
And
he's vulnerable and so forth.
You know?
Yes.
So ndathi ke mna ke uzawuhamba nabani uyapha. There's this boy uKhulekani. He was very fond of Dali's family friend. I trusted him with him, you know. So what time zohamba noKhulekani, and it's only 3 weeks.
Okay.
Right? And I'm like, Dali, mina nam akhonto singayizamanga. If you think uzalifumana uncedo pha, hamba. What time mama I promise you ngizobuya sengizihambela, kuzobuya ngumqemane. Now what I didn't understand was bathe afuneka ngathathi ipilisi.
Eish.
Pilwa ngemithandazo pha. And I'm like, kyo ngindo yenzayo.
Uzothatha ipilisi.
Thatha ipilisi zakho.
Yeah.
Leyo yona, please, because une kidney transplant wena.
Awukwazi ngoku.
Une problem iswekile wena. So you cannot not take ipilisi. Abagqirha baphiwa ingqondo ngeYehova lo bathi bayamthandaza for them to be able to bring izinto ezinjena ekuncedeni abantu. You know, so what you know, please, uzitha.
Make sure.
Yeah.
No, we
that's what Khulekani.
Yes.
That's what Khulekani. And that's it. You're going to end the guy. Mabati betandas. Abu mi ena mezitati bilis.
Yes.
You know, because unelungu lo mzimbe ngelo laki. That needs as a bilis. Watu Khulekani fine. And it happened to Khulekani. Unfortunately, his father got sick. Khulekani couldn't go with my husband. My husband went with his elder brother.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, cool. I mean, umntana kokwabo.
Okay. And?
And.
Is it what you thought? Xolo, is it what you thought? Bangumntana kokwabo, my husband will be fine.
No. No. Not at all.
His elder biological
elder
brother.
Elder biological brother. Oh, I'm Shelly Bailey. Yes, there might be 4 abangazange baphile phakathi kwabo. You know? Udali ngokugqibela yini ngokuqala. For some reason la tata zanga nthandisise.
Okay.
Yena he remained being a staunch Christian lo ungafuni into zesintu.
Okay.
So I think loo nto yabenza bangabi close nomina.
Yenza friction.
Yeah, bangabi close, even though yes, they were cordial towards each other, but bangabi close because udala practice into zesintu. And for some reason, when Udali came back to me, what yena ngeke azasupport umshado wethu because he doesn't believe in divorce.
Okay.
My question to him was, would you rather have your brother happy or unhappy?
Mm.
Later, this is not about you.
Mm.
It's about your brother. For some reason, nje mnana yazange nje,
you know,
yes.
How did you feel when Udata said he would be accompanied by his older brother?
Azange nhlaliseke kakuhle.
Okay.
I would call him 4 or 5 times a day.
Mm.
And after a week, Udali epha. It's a great town, lendawo. After a week, Udali epha yana, ifoni yakhe nje, out of the blue, ayisasebenzi.
Was this a compound? Was it indawo enjani?
It's a compound. Kuthiwa icawa.
Okay.
Indawo yakhona.
Okay.
Icawa. And xa sesiva ke ngoku xa siyolanda umphefumlo wakhe. I-family members is very rare ukuthi xa epha umntu avunyelwe ba ayobonwa.
Okay.
Yes. So I would call Udali every day. The first week, what Udali, I feel the prayers are working.
Mm.
You know, I'm feeling much better. And I'm just saying, at least akufan. You know, I would send money. I would send airtime. And then gelinto ndichoye ba ifoni yakhe after a week ayasebenza.
So ubumfumana njani?
Through the brother.
Okay.
Through the brother, I would buy a time. Ndifake phone ngaputu wakhe. After a week again, since it ake, kusele ngoku 1 more week, ndiyabala, ndithi I'm doing a countdown. Kusele 1 week.
Okay.
You know, kwathiwa ispeaker, sefona sebenzi. So Udali make manithetha naye ngoku, kufuneka andifake kwispeaker. Because xa esithetha sobabini, akazuf andizuvakala.
So akusekho privacy between mina nobabini.
Yes, I said okay. Privacy.
Okay.
Fine. I don't have a problem, you know. Sincokole. Iphele inyanga. Ndithayibo ndoda ubuya nengaloku.
What about three weeks?
In 3 weeks, you know, hayi mama bathe esiqhubeke sithandaze i-breakthrough sekufutshane. Okay. Ndifonele umkhulu. Eh mkhulu ubona nje aye andihlaliseki lento. Uyayithemba nale cawe. Hayi makoti ngendlela engizwa ngayo nami ngiyayithemba.
Igama lecawe ngokuqhawula kancinci.
Andilazi mntasekhaya. Andifuni noxoka.
But uyayazi apho ikhoyo.
Ndiyayazi apho ikhoyo.
Okay.
Ndiyayazi apho ikhoyo. Ise Great Town. Ndiyayazi apho ikhoyo. Ndise xa ndivala amehlo ndiyawubona umfanekiso wayo. And wahlala ke umnye nami ezonyanga. Xa ndimfonele ubhuti wakhe, athi ubhuti wakhe awuthandazi nawe, nandithi kuthiwa ngumama omthandazo. Angithi ugqoke i-black and white kwi-Mother's Union. Manje wayeungathandazi ujarhele umfowethu abuye. Siyathandaza la uzophola. And ke, you know, abanye abantu won't understand because I saw when I narrated just a little bit one of my cast members ukuthi this is what happened. People did said, how can you leave ungazumyena kuphi for 3 months? I knew where my husband was, right? And it dynamics zoba ngumakoti emzini. There are things and decisions that you can't just make. Uchadela, uchadanga.
Yes.
You know, yes. That's where I think people fail to understand ukuthi at the end of the day,
it's not as simple as it's getting not, yes, to Emotweni
and go and fetch him. You know, there is a protocol. Especially udali abantu abamaziyo ifamily eclose naye bayamazi ukuthi isintu ebesilandela to the T. So I waited and I prayed. The last week of my husband's life. And ndimfowunele manje during the week siyancokola, but ndiyamva uba utyhafile. Ndithi, what is wrong? Athi, yazi angizizwa kahle, ukudla kuhlali. Ndithi, uyazithatha iipilisi? Athi, ewe ndiyazithatha. Ndithi, bayakutshekha i-blood pressure yakho? Athi, angiwuphathanga umtshini, ndawushiya. Ndithi, kuyexelela loo mfundisi, bethanda bengathandi ndiyeza ndizokulanda ke ngoku. The person owayemzisile luckily was willing to go back there and fetch him with me. That's ubaxelele bethanda bengathandi, I am coming to fetch you. That was the Thursday. Friday ndimfundithi umxelele dala ukuthi ndiyeza. Athi, ewe ndimxelele mama. Ndithi ke mna ke sincokole mandimve mani uweek. Athi, ndithi kuye, the last words that I had with my husband, that was a Friday, the 12th of March 2021. Ndithi kuye, okay ke dali, ndiza kubona kusasa, we agreed ukuthi ndizamlanda the Saturday. Athi, okay mama, ngisacela ukuphumula. Ndithi ke mna, okay phumla myena, ndiza kubona ngomso. Xa seyingqondo zibuya ke ngoku kusho ukuthi udali wayefuna ndimkhulu lixa sethu ufuna ukuphumula. Yangicela. Yho, bona xa ndiyicinga loo nto leyo. That was it. Wabeke umyena uyasishiya. Dissolve I call him na Saturday because now I'm in contact with the person that we're supposed to go with.
Is this ukhulekani or the brother?
No. With a cousin brother yake.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Ndimfonele ndithi kuye makaza zonlanda. We still need to go to a Charlotte Maxeke to make sure ukuthi by the time sifika, because ndiyamfudala ke kho right. There's no need for me to fetch him ndimse sendlini. I must fetch him ndimse straight esibhedlele. We need to go e Charlotte Maxeke first. Ndibaxelele uba uyeza balungise yonke into avele aye straight kwi ward yakhe,
yes,
which is ward 5, abantu be transplant. Akade afike lo bhuti. Andihlaliseki. My brother, my mother came because now they know ukuthi we supposed to go and fetch udali. Kungene I call around 3 PM. Xa sendimfonele cousin brother ngoku yena naye kasabambi
phone.
And I think he had already heard. Ndifowuni, ndibambi ifowuni, ndiqale ndifonelwe i-best friend yakhe. Hawu mangubane, kunjani, ngiyaphila kunjani? Why masekwanakele kanje ngomfowethu ungangifonditi, uthini na wena? Konakele kuphi? athi ke na ke no abona ukuthi kushuthi angakavi into athi ngizokufanele back a drop iphone 10 past 3 uyafona ukhulekani mama uphi dithi ke mina ke ndisendlini uhleli phansi umkhulu naye bese gula ke ngoku dithi ke mina ke wenhleli phansi ukhulekani what athi hey mama ngiphetha ke indaba ezimnandi komke bekhola abantu bamhlamba umkhulu is no more you know athi ubaba ungubana kaseke emhlabeni dithi mina ke umkhulu athi hayi umiye nakho kwacima izibane I don't even remember what happened. It was just a mess endlini. When I think in the faint, when I came back, sekugcwele ke ngoko makhelwane bave the scream. Apparently bathi ndiscreame umuntu from at the end of the road. Ebe ndivuka ukuthi something is not okay. Aqala apho ke ngathaza empilweni yami.
That sounds like an incredibly difficult journey.
Ingathi imove.
I believe but it could happen to someone of his stature as well. I think that's the more difficult part to wrap our heads around.
Mm.
And you had mentioned was e-visitation. Yayisithini imeko yakhona because kaloku it can't be that you go into an establishment and you can't speak to abantu bakho kwenu abantu bakho you can't get visited
visitation no you can speak to them over the phone
yinto lingake caba iyenziwa apha
sana abaphumi nanto
and then umuntu wakho uyakwazi uhamba aze kuwe
aphinda buyele no
ha okay
uphuma phaya na xa ephilile ngokutsho kwabo.
And then ngokuvakala within the community, what kind of place is that? Kubani okhe waphuma ephilile phaya?
Okay, thank you for asking that question. You know, esinye izinto omnye umuntu ongakhange abe kule situation enguya ngeke aze understand. When udale past, we couldn't even go this year after sesingcwabile uyolanda umphefumulo wakhe. Ngoba izinto zenzeka, you know,
so quickly.
It was like I was on autopilot. Ngobona we're having an out of body experience. We as born but I was, you know, so simlande umphefumulo wakhe when we were gonna do e-unveiling. Ndihamba with two of his cousin brothers. They are very, very supportive even to this day. Sihambe siye khona a great town. Asifika pha. Siqala enkosini mos you can't just come endaweni wenza unothanda saqala enkosini luckily inkosi yakho nayo yakwa ngubani xa sifika phayana athi umama wapha I think his secretary athi yazi bethuna should we have known ukuthi umbomvu bamletha kulela sonto ngesamjikisa on the day because it's very rare abantu baphume bephila pha
Kucho.
Secretary, yes. Secretary yasenkosini.
Uba it is rare uba kuphuma kuphilwa phayana.
Bona bazoyazi nge last moments. Kushuthi mhlambe a day or two before me nami zoswele kuba upha. That's how bebemfihle ngakhona uba upha. Xa singena pha yo
ngeyinto njani if you goronda goronda
goronda bona emakhaya mosigoronda umye nam and ndiyazibuza into bana as a brother how can you let umntana kokona abe kwintlalo enjeya Belale matrasi nongaka umye nami into angazange ayenzeni his life.
Belale esponjini. Eyo netrasi sisponji.
Ongaka. Anzazi ngoba babamlalisa ngazo zezigabane.
Emkhulu kaloku isponji ulala phansi. Ulala phansi.
Kumeko ekuyo ehamba nge wheelchair.
Isement ibetha apha phansi kuye and his left side is not working.
Yeah. My question was as umntana kamamakho, how do you let your brother be in that condition? And the sad part is, when we got that call, one of the brothers in that number nazo, xa esefowunela ukuthiwa usomashi akasekho, xa bemfowunela ubhuti omdala, fowuni akayiphenduli for like 4 to 5 hours after my husband passed, because kaloku bafuna uthumela azolandwa emochwari from Durban. Xa efunyanwa kuyabuza uba ubuphi, bendithandaza. Like une energy yothandaza sana umntana kokwenu engasekho emhlabeni, ugqunywe pha umyeni nam ngeshing, whatever it is ababemgqume ngayo 4 hours and awufumaneki wena.
Uthi kuthwani
bade boyifumana loo ndawo ngo-8 ebusuku? I think that's why I'm still so angry, because I still need answers. And xa sifika phayana wayengekho umnikazi wendawo, so we couldn't get answers.
You couldn't get answers.
Mm-mm. I still don't have answers.
This is an this is a strange situation. Ingathi it's not the truth.
Yeah.
Ingathi xa uyibalisa mangubane, ingathi this is not something that could have happened to someone like him. Not that it deserves to happen to anyone else.
Yes.
But particularly utata ngubane.
That was the question, the cousin brother. They were very angry. Very, very angry. And it was like, I wonder if ubhuti omdala was there, it would have been something else. They would have cut him into pieces. Because like, ubafo, akumelanga ukuthi ashonele endaweni nje.
And I mean, at the risk of being disrespectful, what does he have to say for himself?
When I asked him, he said Udali made his own decision to go there. Yena, he was just called to say, go and accompany your brother.
And he allowed.
He could have said no. He was old enough to make his own decision.
Egula after a stroke.
That was his answer. But ayinguyo
msephayana. And so he's not responsible.
He could have made his own decision. Ebemdala. And into ebuhlungu, I think nayo endenza inhliziyo yami ebuhlungu, ukhule kani after, during unveiling, what, mama yazi, because beningakwazi uthetha mos bendizilila ndithi for unyaka. And uzila kwam, I was told ngumama benzilisa into yobana afunekanga ndithethe into ezibuhlungu towards other people. Because ezi mpahla ndizinxibileyo neenyembezi endizazikhala will have repercussions towards those people that I'm angry at. So I had to try keep peace, ndifele ngaphakathi throughout the year endandizile ngawo. So ngala mini ye-unveiling, that was the time, and I was ubhodla ngayo. You know, when I was thanking people for the support and whatnot. So after he came to me, uthi, hey, yazi ma, ungibiza ma. Kubuhlungu ngoba umbomvu wangifowunela mina after a week. Ethi, this is not what I thought it was going to be. Did you call again? Why didn't you tell me? I would have fetched my husband right there and then. And Udali, the way be overprotective ngakhona ngam, I think he didn't want to tell me because he knew how I was going to react. So he kept it to himself.
And that was it?
That was it.
Xa nifika ke ngoku to this place, kulanda umphefumlo wakhe, what kind of treatment and reception are you getting as abantu ababhujelweyo kule ndawo?
Zange sihoyeke. And I think if we did not go with inkosi yapha, bebengasoze bavume singene. But because sahamba nenkosi yapha, bavume uba singene, basibonisa, basishiya senjalo. No one came to explain, no one welcomed us, nothing. Bavele nje bathi umnikazi wendawo akekho. Ula Udali waye umphefumlo wakho waphuma khona. Nansi ndawo ebengenela kuyicawa. Yes.
How did you explain this to your children?
Exactly as I'm explaining it to you, because I had no choice but to explain. Ngoba nabo bebenga understand, you know, and I didn't want to go with them there. Ngoba I don't think they were going to be able to
stomach it.
Yes. Yes. Because even today, abantwana bam, as much as bengazalwa nguye, you know, he took them as abakhe. He would always say, I've got two daughters, mina ngizele ngane ezothu zamantombazana. He was very overprotective. Even lo mdala nangoku, she's still, xa thetha ngaye ugcwala inyembezi emehlweni, she's still not okay. Even after a year of therapy, ayisebenzelanga thina, mhlawumbi iyabasebenzela abanye thina, ayisebenzelanga tu.
I think because of the way things happened.
Yes, and we still don't have answers.
You don't have answers. You don't know what happened. You don't know who this person is. And iphelele nje emoyeni.
No, not as such. I think I still had to mourn umyenam to be right, so that when I start asking questions, I'm at the right space of mind. Because you won't understand it. There's a brain called a widow brain where so I need to be in the right space of mind so that diqale from A up until Z. And luckily for me, I've got people in from my in-laws who are very supportive to say, when you are ready, we are ready.
And then my interest, and I suppose you, I don't know if you can answer this question, but inkosi yaselalini should be the overseer and sort of the governing body, so to speak. How did this compound, or what this sounds like, it sounds like a cult, how did it grow and expand in babe yinto ekhoyo?
I wish I had an answer for that. I don't know, because namxesit lo mama, it's very rare. My question to her was then, how do you guys allow
you
for such a
happen?
Place to still continue?
Inoba, there are deaths that people don't know about.
Yeah.
This is just, it just so happens, you know, Udada was the one person who unfortunately had to suffer this fate for there to be knowledge and for it to be brought to light. And in as far as you know, are they still operating?
I should think so. I don't know. I don't know. Because that was the first and the last time.
Usiya payana. Usiya payana.
Well, not necessarily the last time, but yeah.
And so what sort of steps, if you have taken towards the place?
For now, I haven't taken any. As I'm saying, but I had to be
right.
Emotionally ready to handle everything. Because I need, I need to go back to Ukulegani if he remembers who brought those people, Ekai, to tell my husband about this church.
Because abano viske ba fi ke galoko.
Yeah.
And so when you were sending money and resources to the establishment, zazifunyana kubani?
No, benditumela, bendenza I cash send.
Okay.
And then I would send the PIN and those 10 numbers to iphone kaputwaki.
Okay.
And one of the boys, ke abapa, twazis tunyo, whatever they are called, would go to a drop in, attend whatever that he needs. And I would call and find out ukuthi yonke into ifumene na he, and he would get it.
And
them.
He would get it.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not like they had a huge financial gain.
No.
From him being there.
No.
This was again, but what was the motive?
Exactly.
What was the motive?
What was the motive? I don't know, mhlambe nabo ke shame. Dinga bacingile kakubi. Nabo bebecinga fana bazamnceda. I don't know. And then bazawuduma because
bancede
this person, you know, and things didn't go according to their plan. But still, bayabona ba umyena is deteriorating. Banga phone nje, bazonifonela.
At the end. Nobody cares to say, hey,
because akagulanga ngolwesine by Saturday, me and Amia, we are selling.
It's not possible. Particularly if he was taking amayeza aje.
Yeah.
And
that's another thing I want to find out. Ukuthi ebewathatha njani namayeza.
And you guys couldn't do a post-mortem, for example, to find out anything like that. Mm-hmm. So these are questions that we will likely have
mm-hmm.
for a very long time mm. because in my knowledge, kohlobo e oyidescribe ngam kule ndawo, it sounds as though it presents as like, I don't want to liken it to umangcondo because I actually do know people who have been helped by her, but it sounds like they're running an operation or they are trying to run an operation like that. They are trying to help people, but umbuzo endinawo is that you guys haven't had any success. Yaziwa na by the secretary yenkosi ba abantu phayana really make it out alive. Yeah.
It's very rare. Watch hola mama. And I was like, if you say that, mama, then niba nifumela. Uthinke ngokuthi abantu keep on bringing abantu babo pa. Mhlambe ke back then babe banceda kabantu. Uyayibona lonto leyo. So and yes, mntasekhaya it's something else. It's something else some of the questions I don't have answers for. Ndizibuza ndiziphendula, but bendiqonda uba le mpendulo ayiyo.
Yo, that was a very, I want to say a terrible thing, but it was an unfortunate thing to have happened to you. And, you know, words don't mean anything, but I am really sorry that you and your family had to go through that. I think having a father, having a dad, even if he's not your biological father, having a dad is something that changes your life monumentously.
Yeah.
And finding a partner who loves you and your children unconditionally wants your children to be apo akoyo and apa ukoyo. Is something that is very rare. And I understand you being incredibly, incredibly frustrated and infuriated with God. But I will encourage you to try and at least mend that relationship.
No, shame. Yes, I'm angry at him, but I know at the end of the day, why you had to put me through this. You know, as much as ndinom sin don't think I understand why ubumbuyisa uyazuba uzophinda umthathe, one day you would show me and I pray ukuthi that day is sooner, because inhlungu le I think yo I don't wish it upon my worst enemy.
And if you had anything to say to anyone out there, any advice around this situation, yokuthi ase umuntu wakhe ogulayo to an establishment like this, what advice would you give?
Don't take no for an answer.
Okay.
Xa besithi awuzukwazi uyombona, that's a red flag.
Yes.
You need to access umuntu wakho at any time that you need to. And you need to ask questions and get answers ezizakugculisa wena to see ukuthi umuntu wakho usendaweni ephephileyo, and uhambise umuntu wakho if wena you can't be there by yourself, ozakwazi umgada like my husband omthembayo owaziyo ukuthi he's there for his best interest. Ozathi xa ebona into wrong, because I know I had said to Khulekani, if udale wayihambe nawe, I know for a fact ubuza nifonela uthi mama ngicela nizosilanda, ayiyo le. Ayi ubungasoze uyeke izinto zimoshakale ngohlobo if udalwa yambe nawe. And you know, I was stuck between a rock and a hard place, because it was like khondo sengayizamanga, right? Kufika ababantu and ufika ababantu bafika kulomiye nam, kunabantu bakulomiye nam bathetha into bana bona bayanceda. Should I have said no and forced my husband to come back? God forbid my husband dies kum at Johannesburg. They would have said I killed him. Because unceda belukhona and avuma.
They'll still say you killed him anyway.
Yeah, you understand. So it was a question of chukuti, I'm damned if I do, I'm damned,
damned
if
you
I don't.
Don't.
You know, yeah. That was the sad part. Ukuthi no mama washathi mntanam ewe kubuhlungu, but it was God's grace ukuthi umyenakho aselekele kwicala lakho kwabo, because if you had forced for him to come back, asweleke mhlambe a day or two egqiba ufika, bebezawuthi ubufuna loo nto. You know, so yeah.
Thank you, Mrs. Ngubane, for sharing your story with us. I think a lot of people will have learned quite a bit here. And just to reiterate some points that you made, some red flags within these organizations. Don't take no for an answer, guys. Ayikho into ba you can't access umntu wakho. It is not customary for a person not to be allowed yes. to leave an establishment yes. at their own free will.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful of situations where you are constantly giving money. Be careful of situations where the leader themselves is the idol of this place.
Of this place, yeah.
Be careful of situations where they prohibit Western medication
mm-hmm.
because that has been one of the bigger things and the bigger things that stop the development of traditional healing mm. is that, unfortunately, traditional healers of the time might not have been exposed to Western education yeah. and not know ngengoku uba it is possible to use these things in conjunction. Mm. And in fact, makurongo to encourage people to stop mm. amayeza. This was a big thing during the HIV pandemic mm-hmm. as well, is that abantu babehamba, abantu babesithi, mabayeka amayeza, umntu agule afe, whereas it could have been possible mm. for a longer and healthier life.
Mm.
So let's remember, you have to always access your people. The question of money as well, be careful of money and do not go into situations that force you to stop Western medication.
100%.
Thank you, Mrs. Ngubane, for joining us. I am sure that wherever Utata Akoyo right now, he is smiling
at just
the strength that you have and the strength that you embody. So thank mm. you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for giving me this platform mm. to share with abanye abantu, you know. Izinto yazi xa ukula situation ingqondo ayisebenzi uthatha noba loluphi uncedo olufunayo, but we need to be very careful.
Thank you. And that is it from this edition of Gogo Have I Been Scammed. To share your story with us, please email us on gogohaveibeenscammed@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can reach out to us on social media, on our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok under the handle @GogoHaveIBeenScammed. Remember that you can find our latest podcast episode on the Sowetan Live website under the podcast tab or across digital streaming platforms, Iono FM, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Gogo Have I Been Scammed is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I have been your host, Gogo Zipho Dolamo, and until next time, Thokozani Tsamagwini, Emakhosini.